Technically, this concept, the fourth principle, is very difficult for us to understand. It's one of the concepts that Chazal say, if you try to think about, a person can go bonkers. It's like, you can't really understand what it means to always have existed, and it's one of the things Chazal said, to try to figure out what was before creation, that's something that's beyond our concept. So how could it be that on the one hand we say, this is the fourth fundamental point of Judaism, this is the fourth Yesod, and on the other hand we say, it's something which you, if you think too much about, you can end up losing it. So I think that to try and understand what it means to exist without being created is beyond us. But to understand that there is a concept that is beyond us, of existence without being created, to understand that that concept exists, that is this fourth principle. And we can understand it very simply. If you speak to someone and you ask him, where does man come from? Comes from man. Where does man come from? Comes from man. And where does his father come from? From his father. And where does his father come from? From his father. And then you say, okay, but where does all that come from? So he says, well, whatever you'll say, I'll ask you where that comes from. And you say, you're right. So what's our inescapable conclusion? There has to be a starting point that we say is outside of the set of our world. Meaning we have our world and our limitations, and everything in this world is created, and everything in this world is bound by the laws of nature that we know, which means it has to have come from somewhere. That's true. But the first definition of God, as we've discussed numerous times, the most basic, basic, if you strip it down to just, well, what is that? One second. What is God? The first definition, God is that which is beyond the set of this world, beyond the controlled area, the environment of our world, where everything has to come from something. So I don't understand it because I live within this world, but I understand that there's something beyond this world. That's our first understanding of God. The first meeting, you want to know what is God? Something beyond this world. Something not limited to the laws of nature, the laws that we live, that we're constricted under in this world. So to understand that such a concept exists, that we can say. I understand that something exists that is not bound by our world. Now let me explain it. Let me figure out what that means. Then I'd be bringing him into the terms of our world. That's a contradiction. Yeah? You with me, Adam?
Use terminology that made me think of that.
Okay. So